弟兄姐妹大家平安。
He saw the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the message from the Bible.
今天晚上要从诗篇三十篇跟大家来谈神的圣名，他的试验和成长。
And so using Psalm 30 tonight, I would like to share the message on the trial and growth of the saints.
这是我们今天的读经进度。
And this is our Bible reading for today.
这一篇诗篇呢，它其中的第四节跟第五节呢，就是我们刚才赞美诗三十五首的主要的经文。
And so from the hymn that we just sang, it's focused on verse 4 and 5.
那这是神的百姓他对神的体认。
And this is the experience of the people of God.
他怎么认识他所拜的这位神
？And how he has come to know this God that they worship.
我们中文说，虽然会下雨，会阴天但是隔天他就放晴，然后就是雨过天晴。
And so sometimes it might be have a gloomy weather, but the next day it will be different.
所以。这个下雨的日子不会一直持续下去，不管多久，总有一天会放晴。
Because it's the rainy days that we experience one day, it won't continue forever, but there will be a day where it is sunshine again.
我们在一生当中，大部分所经历的天气都是晴天比较多。
And in our life, we probably experience more sunny days.
那他这个下雨天跟晴天，他这个所代表的在诗篇三十篇就是神的愤怒跟神的祝福是一个对比。
And then the sunny days and the foggy days is a comparison between God's judgment and His blessing.
那就是我们在这个信仰过程当中，我们会经历这样的情形。
And it's in our life we will experience this.
我们可能会经历神对我们好像遮掩不看我们的。
And we might feel that God is no longer looking at us.
就好像我们的头顶上乌云密布，看不到阳光。
Like our head is being covered, we cannot see the light.
但是大部分的时间，我们会看到神他用笑脸帮助我们。
But we can see, for the most part, the Lord is smiling down upon us and helping us.
为什么神的百姓他会经历这个神好像掩面不看的情况呢？
So why would the people of God experience God not looking down upon them?
那其实这是神对他百姓的训练。
This is actually a training from the Lord.
也是借这样的作为要让他所爱的人成长。
And so in through this that his people will be able to grow.
那最后呢，他们就要欢呼喜乐。
And so at the end they will all rejoice.
他们会不住声的来歌颂赞美这位爱他们的主。
And then they will proclaim this to the God that they love.
那我们现在请看三十篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 30, verse 1. Verse 1. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me.
第二节。
Verse 2. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me.
第三节。
Verse 3. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave and you have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit.
好，那所以这一篇呢，一开头的时候，我们中文有一个描述，有一个description， 一个 title 说，大卫在献殿的时候作这诗歌。
Oh, so in the beginning of the song, it describes that this is a song at the dedication of the house of David.
哦，那个献殿的时候，这个应该不是献圣殿。
And so this shouldn't be the temple.
哦，因为大卫的时代，圣殿还没有盖好。
Because in the time of David, the temple had not been built yet.
那这里的殿，英文就写得很清楚，是大卫的房子，就是大卫的宫殿。
So this temple, is for the building of the house of David.
就是大卫当王之后。
So when after David had become king,
王通常都会为自己准备宫殿啊。
Because they usually will make a palace for themselves.
啊，那他在建殿的这个时候，表示他的国位稳定了。
And in the building of this house for himself, this means that his country or his nation is unstable.
他当时候在写这首诗歌来 他说来是来唱的，他有这样一个美好的宫殿的时候，他是用这首歌来赞美神的。
And so after building this house for himself, he is using this song as a praise towards God.
但是我们看整篇的诗篇，他都不是在讲他自己多伟大。
But in this whole psalm, we can see that it is not praising about how great he is.
他反过来都在赞美尊崇这位爱他的主。
But instead, he is praising the God who loves him.
所以表示他很了解，他有这个宫殿，他有这个国位稳固，都是从神来的。
So he understood very clearly that the fact that he had this house that was built and also that his nation could be stable is because of God.
所以这一篇的历史呢，它的背景就是在撒母耳记下的第五章。
So this, the background for this psalm is in 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们看撒母耳记下第五章。
2 Samuel chapter 5.
第五章的第十节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 10. Verse 10. So David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him.
第十一节
11. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees and carpenters and masons, and they built David a house.
十二节
12. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
这个就是你看这里特别强调大卫他日渐强盛是因为神与他同在。
And so here in these verses, it says that David went on and became great, because the Lord of hosts was with him.
他国位稳固之后，连那个推罗王、他们就送这些材料要来给大卫建宫殿了。
And so, after his country was stable, then the king of Tyre sent cedar trees to David.
那大卫他就知道是神建立他做以色列的王。
And so that he could build a house, and so David knew that the Lord has established him as king over Israel.
而且是又为自己的民以色列使他的国兴旺。
And he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
所以大卫是被神托付来照顾属神的百姓。
So David knew that he had been called to take care of the people of God.
是神是给他这个王位，让他来带领神的百姓能够建设属神的国度。
And so God gave him this ability so that he could establish the kingdom for the people of God.
所以大卫他做诗篇三十篇呢，在这个背景底下。
So David wrote Psalm 30 under from this type of background.
那这一篇诗篇后来在他们圣殿做成之后盖成之后，成为献殿时候的歌曲。
And so after finishing building the house, this became the song of dedication.
后来在献殿的时候。百姓他们就唱这一首诗篇三十篇。
And so, the people of God sang this psalm.
因为它是一个诗篇跟一首诗歌啊，它是一个 psalm and song， 就是一个赞美的，也是可以用唱的来表达他们的意思。
So this is a psalm and a song, and they can be used to show this type of meaning.
那所以我们说大卫他在写的时候，圣灵感动他。
And so when David is writing this, we can see how the Holy Spirit moved him.
那其实他里面所写的内容呢，就是在歌颂这位神到底是怎么样拯救他的百姓。
And the content of this psalm talks about how God is able to save his people.
他用他自己的经历来描述自己这位作为一个人是有多么软弱。
And he uses himself as an example to show how weak humans are.
如果不是神救他，他早就已经死了。
Without the help of God and the saving from God, he would have died already.
如果他进入坟墓里面去，他就不会歌颂神了。
And if he had went to the grave, then he could no longer praise God.
所以他在遭遇困苦患难的时候，他求神救他。
So when he encountered difficulty, he cried out to the Lord to help him.
主啊，你救我，我就来赞美你。
And God, if you save me, then I will praise you.
所以当时候一开头第一节他就说：“主啊，我要尊崇你。”
And that's why in the first verse it says, "I will extol you, O Lord."
他提到三件事情，神曾经在他身上做过的。
And he mentions three things that the Lord has done for him.
第一节说：“你曾提拔我，你把我拉起来，从这个很卑微的状态中把我拉上来。”
And from verse one, he says, "You have lifted me up." So God had lifted him out from a very low place.
就是当仇敌要 要攻打他，要压制他的时候，神把他拉起来了，
他得胜了。So when his enemies were about to be, defeat him, God had lift him up so that he can be victorious over them.
哦，这个就好像在那个深坑当中啊，神把他用绳子把他救起来。
And it's like you're in a deep hole, and God gives you a rope to get out of it.
那第二个第二件事情，第二节说，主我的神啊，我曾呼求你，你医治我。
And verse 2, he says, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me.
表示说他曾经经历的这个肉体的病痛。
This means that he had encountered illness in his body.
也包括他心灵里面的痛苦。
As well as the pain in his heart.
有时候我们人这个心灵受伤或者是生病，比肉体的生病还严重。
Sometimes the pain that we experience in our heart is even more painful than what we experience if it's on our physical body.
所以那个如果忧郁症的那个医生通常很难治。
And so for depression, doctors have a hard time curing this person.
因为这个不是肉体的事情啊。
Because this is not something that is physical.
有时候是我们的思想的。
Sometimes it is our thinking.
人的一个观念。
Our concepts.
就是钻牛角尖，他就进入忧郁状态里面，他就对什么事情都没有兴趣。
And when they enter into depression, they just have no interest in anything.
大卫说，我曾经呼求神，神他医治我。
And so David says, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me.
所以他经历了神的医治。
So he has experienced the healing of God.
第三节说，
In verse 3 it says,
主啊，你曾把我的灵魂从阴间救上来。
It says, O Lord, you have brought me my soul up from the grave.
这个阴间呢，我们在旧约圣经写的阴间跟我们现在认为的阴间不同，它的意思就是坟墓了，就是意思就是死亡，进入坟墓当中。
And so in this It's from the grave.
哦，这个就是我本来应该是会被埋葬的，现在主啊，你把我救活了。
Basically, he was about to be buried, but God was able to save him.
所以你让我活起来。
To allow him to live.
那所以你看他肉体生病，他得医治。
So physically, he was ill and he was healed.
他医治之后，他不是这样病恹恹的苟延残喘这样活着，而是生机盎然的很丰盛的这个就是很有活力的活在神面前。
And it wasn't just that he was just saved and was still a little bit ill, but rather he was saved and became had a lot of life in him.
这就是这个大卫这位作者呢，他当时候所经历的神的救恩呢。
And so this is what David experienced about this God's help.
所以他宣告说，我要遵从神。
And so he proclaimed saying that I will extol you, O Lord.
这个他所经历的这几件事情，其实我们弟兄姐妹我们也会经历的。
And these things that he experienced, actually brothers and sisters today will also experience.
我们在遇到患难的时候，我们也呼求主。
When we encounter tribulation, we might cry out to the Lord.
我们肉体有病痛，我们心灵忧伤，我们也是呼求主。
When we have physical or illness, or if we are we can cry out to the Lord.
有时候我们的灵性软弱，有觉得说好像找不到生命的意义的时候，我们不知道说要往哪个方向走的时候，我们是求告主，求主来带领。
And sometimes when we are spiritually weak and we don't know what direction or the purpose of our life is, then we also can cry out to the Lord.
所以大卫他以他自己的经历，他现在要来呼吁所有的圣民要跟他一起来遵从神。
So through these experiences that David had, he is going to exalt the Lord because of it.
第四节。
In verse 4.
请读第四节跟第五节。
Verse 4 and 5. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Verse 5. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
你看这里，他这里说，圣民啊，你们要歌颂他，称赞他可纪念的圣洁。
And in verse 4, it says, Sing praise the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks to the remembrance of his holy name.
哦，因为那个我们中文那个名哦，那底下有点点点，表示在原文里面没有这个名。
And so in there is a subscript saying that it's actually doesn't exist in the original text, the name.
所以要称赞神可纪念的圣洁。
And so it is just remembering God's holiness.
那也有。如果把它变成圣名也可以，就是这个意思是没有什么冲突的。
Or even it's It's also similar if it is the holy name, the meaning is the same.
啊，为什么要歌颂赞美神呢？
But why, so why do we need to sing praise to the Lord?
是因为第五节说。
Because in verse 5 it says.
因为这个就是在强调这个神他的恩典比他的怒气更长久。
And it is because his favor is lasts a lot longer than his anger.
他的怒气不过是转眼之间。
Because his anger is but for a moment.
但是他的恩典是一生之久。
His life is for his favor is for life.
哦，所以怒气对照的是恩典。
So we can compare anger and favor.
那转眼之间跟一生之久。
And also for a moment and for life.
然后一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨遍地欢呼。
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
哦，所以晚上的时候。
So in the nighttime,
对照早晨
compared to the morning.
那晚上的时候哭泣，对照早晨的欢呼。
And we can parallels with weeping in night and then joy in the morning.
也就是说，大卫他经历了神对他发怒的时候。
So here we can see David has experienced when God was angry towards him.
他在那个神对他发怒的时候，他真的哭泣，他真的哀伤了。
And when God was angry, he really wept.
他也曾经这样子很恐惧过
And he was afraid
因为他经历了神向他掩面不看的情 的时候
Because he experienced when God would not look upon him
可是后来他发现哎，神的慈爱还是临到他的
But he still however he realized even so that his God's favor is still upon him
他最后还是欢呼喜乐
But then he's able to be joyful
那为什么他会经历这个神对他的这个掩面不顾呢
And then why would God, why would David encounter God not no longer looking down upon him?
第四节他是先说神的圣名啊，你们应该要赞美他。
And in verse 4 it says, give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
要赞美他表示说这位神我们要承认他是我的主他是荣耀的恩典一切都是从他来的。
So to give thanks, you have to know that the Lord is holy and all blessings come from him.
他用他自己的经历来说明这个结论，一定要这样做。
And from his experience, this is the conclusion that he draws that we must do this.
他的对比就是第六节说的。
This is in its comparative verse 6.
来，请读第六节第七节。
6 and 7. Verse 6. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. 7. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled.
你看第七节、第六节说，至于我，我凡事平顺，便说我永不动摇。
In 6, now it says, now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved.
这个就是大卫他国位稳定之后。
This is when David's nation was stable.
他什么事情都很稳了。
And everything was very peaceful at the time.
国家那个外敌都被神的帮助压制的，所以他没有什么战乱。
And all of the foreign enemies were all stopped by the Lord.
他的军队都非常的强盛，他的元帅都非常忠心的保护他的国家。
His army and officers were all very skilled and faithful to his country to take care of his country.
他凡事都平顺呐。
Everything was very smooth for him.
所以这个就是一个很重大的考验呢。
So this is a great test.
他在凡事平顺的时候，便说我永不动摇。
And it was in his prosperity that he says, I shall never be moved.
那当他这样讲以后
When he said this,
结果他的国度就动摇了
Then his nation was shaken.
他就经历了神对他掩面不看的情景
And he experienced when God hid his face from him.
为什么他这样说
Why does he say this?
因为当时大卫做了一件事情
Because at the time, David did something.
这是我们在光是看历史事件的时候不会看到的描述。
And if we look at history, this is something that we cannot see.
我们以前读过历代志上。
And before we have read First Chronicles.
我们现在请看历代志上21章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 21.
这个就是在那个情况下所发生的事情。
And this is what was happening at the time.
我们对照诗篇，我们就看出当时候大卫他的心境。
And we can see, if we compare this with Psalm 30, we can see the heart of David.
历代志上的第21章第一节说，撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫，数点他们。
In First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1, it says, Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那所以，所谓数点他们，就是数点以色列的军队。
And so to number is to, Israel means to number the army.
第二节大卫他就吩咐约押跟民众的首领说：“你们去数点以色列， 从别示巴直到但回来告诉我说、啊、我知道他们的数目。
So David said to Joab and to the leaders of people, go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
哦、那第三节就是约押对这个王的劝诫说不要说不要算。
And verse 3、is Joab's response telling the king not to、do the census.
为什么要去算军队多少人呢这样子 会让以色列人陷在罪里啊。
And to say, why do you need to、count how many people there are? It will bring guilt in Israel.、
哦、因为这个因为神又没有吩咐说要算百姓，而且现在也不是在打仗的时间，不需要知道到底你都有多少军队啊。
Because it was not time of battle and God did not command it, so there's no need to count the number of the people in the army.
可是第四节王的命令就胜过约押，约押只好出去执行命令了。
However, in verse 4 it says, Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab.
那到第五节呢？那约押就回来报告。到底有多少军队？
And then in verse 5, Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David.
哦，那算一算，真的100多万的军队啊，很强大。
And it was over had 1 million, 100,000 men. It was very great and big.
但是连数算执行这个命令的约押，他都厌恶王的这个命令，在第六节说的。
And however, in verse 6, it says Joab found the king's word abominable.
那时候，你看第七节，神不喜悦这数点百姓的事，就降灾给以色列人。
And so And in verse 7, God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel.
那时候大卫他马上知道说啊，神生气了。
So this is at this point, David knew immediately that he had sinned.
所以他这个事情做下去他后悔了。
And that God was angry, and so he regretted what he had done.
第八节说我行这事大有罪恶了。
And so in verse 8, David says, I have sinned greatly.
现在求你要除掉仆人的罪，因为我所行的真是愚昧。
And I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
但是现在这个罪恶已经做成了，现在要接受刑罚。
Because the sin has been already committed, so then it would come, the punishment is to come.
为什么大卫这个时候他会突然想到这样一个作为要去数点军队呢？
So why would David have this thought of counting, to number the Israel?
第二十一章一开头说是撒旦起来攻击以色列人。
In verse 1, it says Satan rose up, stood up against Israel.
激动大卫。
And moved David.
所以显然看起来好像哇，大卫他是无辜的啊，因为撒旦在后面怂恿他，所以他好像不得不做。
And it looks like David was innocent, and because Satan was the one that moved him, and he had to do it.
但其实不是这样子。
But it's actually not like this.
因为这一件事情在撒母耳记下24章也记载了。
Because it's also recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 24.
如果我们看撒母耳记下第24章。
If we look at 2 Samuel chapter 24.
第24章的第一节。
In chapter 24 verse 1.
那里他是说是神向以色列人发怒，就激动大卫，使他吩咐去数点以色列人和犹大人。
Verse 1, it says, again, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. He moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah.
为什么神会无缘无故的向以色列人他的百姓发怒呢？
And why was the anger of the Lord aroused against Israel?
其实真正的原因是从大卫自己这个当王的本身来的。
The real reason actually came from David himself.
我们看诗篇30篇第六节就非常清楚。
If we see Psalm 30 verse 6, we can see very clearly.
这就是大卫他当时候真正的想法。
This is David's real thinking.
他说我凡事平顺我就说我永不动摇。
In verse 6, it says, Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved.
为什么他 会这样想？
Why would he think like this?
因为他觉得 他有很强有 很好的这些元帅，他有很强大的军队。
Because he felt he had such great officers and such a great army.
他其实也知道是神施恩给他的。
Even though he knew that these were given to him by God.
可是当他江山稳固的时候，
But when he was stable.
他什么事情都很顺利了。
Everything he did was very successful.
啊，他这个时候，他现在忘记了要把这个恩典，这个荣耀归给神。
And it was at this point that he forgot to give this glory and honor to God.
他才会想起来要去数点到底我现在有多少军队。
So that is why he would go and number the army.
其实就在说明他整个的心觉得他所能够有这么今天这样一个稳定的国度是这些军人的付出是不可否认的。
And so this is to say that the army cannot be forgotten.
因为有很好的这个后盾啊，他的军队很强啊。
Because his army for sure is very great.
所以他觉得他很安稳啊。
So he felt that it was very very a stable time for him.
那这个就是我们人在处在这个顺境当中的危机啊。
And this is something that we might encounter when we are living in peaceful times.
因为当时候大卫他，你看他数算军队这个动机啊。
Because if we look, the motive for David to count
是从他自己的私欲开始的,
comes from his emotions.
然后呢, 你看, 这个时候神就要试验他了,
and this was a test from the Lord.
当王他有这个心, 有这个, 要高抬他自己的这个心意的时候,
because when the king has this mindset of raising himself
这个就,
up,
这个就是神不喜悦的事,
this is what God is displeased with.
当王他没有真的在遵从神的时候,
when the king is no longer fearing the Lord,
百姓就受苦了。
Then the people will suffer.
所以神向百姓发怒是因为王的缘故。
So the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel was because of David.
那从灵界来说，就是这个魔鬼现在找到一个破口去激动大卫做这件事情。
And in another words, is that Satan found a loophole or a breaking point for to move David.
所以这个很多的事情都从我们的内心开头的。
So a lot of things begins within our hearts.
所以我们要很警醒我们。
So we need to be very alert about our mind and our thoughts.
雅各书第一章这样说,
in James chapter 1 it says,
雅各书第一章,
James chapter 1,
第一章第14节,
James chapter 1 verse 14,
这里说, 个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Verse 14, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
15节说, 私欲如果怀了胎, 就会生出罪来, 罪长成就生出死来。
15, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
哦, 所以这个私欲啊, 会在什么时候发动, 就是在我们平顺的时候。
So this desire will appear in the times of peace.
当我们觉得什么事情都很好的时候,
when we feel that everything is going well,
很自然的我们就会把自己抬得很高,
then very naturally we will raise ourselves up.
好像我们自己凭着我们的努力, 我们可以达到今天这个地步。
And it's like how we, it's because of our own works that we are at the point where we are.
人就会忘记神的恩典, 神的带领。
Then we will forget God's blessing.
然后就会忘记把这神所该得的荣耀归给神。
And we forget to give God the glory.
忘记这个力量是神给的。
And you forget that this power comes from God.
那这个忘记，然后有这样一个私欲出现的时候， 接下去就很多的困苦患难就临到了。
So when you forget and you allow this desire to grow, then a lot of bad effects will happen.
那这个也就是神在熬炼他的百姓，要让他们的杂质除去的一个过程。
However, this is also a process of training for God's people to get rid of impurities.
你看，有时候我们人如果没有经过试验，就不知道说我们真正的信心在哪里。
Because without any test, it's very difficult for us to see where our faith is.
那个试验其实就是让我们看清自己到底对神认识多少。
And these tests is to let us really see how much we know God.
试验就是让我们知道说我们到底自己在神面前是什么样的心态。
And these tests is to know what kind of heart and attitude we have before God.
这个环视平顺的时候，大卫的缺点就暴露出来了。
Because in times of peace, this is when David's weakness.
他一数算,
when he did the census.
其实神对他发怒了，百姓就遭殃，死了7万人。
God was angry, and as a result, the people were punished, and 70,000 people died.
那时候。 7万人已经死了，在历代志上21章的第14节。
And First Chronicles, it says that 70,000 people died.
那是降瘟疫击杀的。
And it is because of the plague.
那本来你看，神哦是要派灭命的天使是去灭耶路撒冷。
So before God was sending the angel to destroy Jerusalem.
但是神后来，你看神是有怜悯的神，他说啊，好了，不要了。
However, because of God's mercy, he stopped.
他跟那个天使说，好了，住了，够了，住手吧。
And God said to the angel, it is enough, now restrain your hand.
那时候就是在这个阿尔兰的禾场上。
And this here was at the threshing floor of Ornan.
也就是大卫他举目看见这个异象。
And this is where David saw this.
在那个地方，他匍匐在神面前。
And it was at this place that David fell on his face.
他跟神说：“我犯罪，应该处罚我，不要去处罚这些百姓。”
And David said to the, God, "It is I. Wasn't I not who commanded the people to be numbered?"
那时候大卫他在神面前这样子谦卑自己的时候
，When God, David humbled himself like this before God,
神就叫他去在这个阿兰的禾场里面去筑坛献祭。
And God tells David to go up and build an altar here at Ornan.
那这个地方阿兰的禾场就成为后来建造圣殿的所在。
This threshing floor of Ornan became the location of where the temple is built.
在这个地方也是神的怜悯跟神的审判相会的所在。
So it's at this place that it is the God's blessing and judgment.
哦，神怜悯那个百姓。
Oh, mercy. God had mercy on his people.
那在这个地方，本来神要施行审判的，是要击杀这些百姓。
And before it was a place where God was going to judge and punish his people.
可是就是因为大卫他看到他自己的罪，他愿意承认他伏在神面前。
And it was because David at this point saw his sin and he fell on his face before God.
他跟神求了。
And he cried out to the Lord.
神啊，你不要攻击你的百姓。
Lord, do not harm your people.
你应该攻击我的。
You should actually, your hand should be against me.
结果神就看到他这样的心。
So God saw his heart.
所以他现在经历了神掩面不看的时候那个恐惧。
So he saw fear when God he would hide his face from him.
所以诗篇三十篇的第七节。
In Psalm 30 verse 7。
你曾施恩叫我的江山稳固，你掩了面，我就惊惶了。
Lord, by your favor you have made me my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled.
所以这个就是你看当时候那个刑罚临近的时候，你看大卫他是多么的恐惧。他知道如果神没有施怜悯，百姓死光了。
And this was a time of God's. How we can see how David was afraid of God's judgment, and he knew that if God was not merciful, then all the people would have died.
可是因为他在神面前这样再一次的把这个荣耀啊归给神，他祈求神怜悯。
And however, because it's at this point that God, he once again gives glory to God and sought after His mercy.
神就叫那个天使驻守了。
Then the Lord told the angel to stop.
后来这个灾病这个瘟疫就止住就没有了。
And this plague stopped.
所以他在那个地方真的感觉到神的怒气真的是转眼之间而已。
And so it's here that he is really experienced how God's anger is but for a moment.
神的恩典是一生之久的。
But his favor is for life.
所以他用他自己的经历跟众民说，我们一定要来歌颂赞美他。
And so David uses this experience to tell the people that we need to sing praises to him.
这是在三十篇的第四节到第七节这一段里面他所表达的。
And this is what is being expressed from verse 4 to 7.
然后看回来诗篇第三十篇的第八节。
If we look at Psalm 30, verse 8,
他这里他是他的祷告。
This is his prayer.
他在这个困难当中，他在面对神的刑罚的时候，他的祷告，他恳求神。
And this is his prayer, in the face of the judgment of God.
第九节说：“我如果被害流血下到坑里面，有什么益处呢？”
Well, in verse 9 says, "What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit?"
就是说我尘土能够称赞你吗？
Will the dust praise you?
我如果死了，还能够去传说你的诚实吗？
If he had died, will itDeclare your truth.
哦，所以主啊，求你应允我，连续我，求你帮助我。
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper.
这个第八节到第九节呢，这个就是标准的希伯来人他们在祈求神拯救的时候的这个祷告词。
And from verse 8 to verse 9, this is the prayer for the Hebrew when they are crying out to the Lord.
就是说，神啊，这个死人是不会称赞你的哦。
To tell God that the dead.Will not praise you.
我们读诗篇第六篇的时候，也读到类似的这个经文呢、啊。
And if we read, in Psalm 6 is also very similar verses.
诗篇六篇的第五节啊。
Psalm 6 verse 5.
请读。
Psalm 6 verse 5. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks?
对啊，在死亡之地啊，没有人会纪念你，没有人会称谢你啊。
That in death there is no remembrance of you.
但主啊，你把我救活，我就来称谢你。
But it's because God has saved us.Then we can praise you.
所以你让我活着，我就来歌颂你的伟大。
So because you have saved us, then I will praise your greatness.
啊，这样的祷告在诗篇八十八篇再重复一次。
This is also repeated in Psalm 88.
来看诗篇八十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 88.
这就是有时候我们要这样子跟神祷告了。
Because sometimes we have to pray to God in this way.
主啊，你一定要让我很健康哦。
God, you have to make sure I'm healthy.
你让我有精神，我就可以大声的歌颂赞美你。
If you keep my health and allow me to have energy, then I will praise you.
我们看诗篇八十八篇第十节。
Let's look at Psalm 88, verse 10. 10. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you?
11 节。
11. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave?Or your faithfulness in the place of destruction. 12. Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness?
所以你看他这里一样啊，他一直在重复说主啊，你这个死人他不会称谢你的。
And again here it repeats how the dead will not praise you.
你公义的作为，死人不会跟你传扬的。
And your wonders, will your work wonders for the dead?
但是当你听我祷告，把我救活以后。
But if you listen to my prayer and save me,
我就要改变。
Then I will change.
我要不住声的一直称谢赞美你。
I will continually praise you.
我要让众人可以了解你的伟大。
And I will make everyone know your greatness.
你的荣耀，你的权柄是永世无尽的。
And your holiness and your authority cannot be compared.
所以主啊，你要垂听我的祈求。
So you need to.Lord, you need to listen to my request.
哦，那个这个神，这位神呢，他不但有，他不但只是说那个生气只是转眼之间，他也会听人祷告。
And it's not only that God's anger is but for a moment, but He also listens to our prayer.
当我们从我们的内心真的这样子在跟神呼求的时候
，And if we really cry out to the Lord from our hearts,
我们会经历我们的祷告被神垂听悦纳了。
Then we will feel that God has answered our prayers.
大卫他就是经历过这样神垂听他祷告。
And it's because David has experienced God listening to his prayer.
看回来诗篇三十篇的第十一节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 30, verse 11.
十一节十二节。
11 and 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
你看他这里说你已经将我的哀哭变为跳舞你已经垂听我的祷告改变我的心情。
And in verse 11, you have turned from me my mourning into dancing, you have put my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness.
所以你现在让我都是喜乐的了。
So you have made me joyful.
那当这个喜乐重新回来的时候就是他这个人本身成长了。
So when this person is joyful, that means this person has grown.
那所以大卫他现在改变。
So David has changed.
他说第十二节
In verse 12, it says,
我的灵要歌颂你并不住声
that, my glory may sing praise to you and、这个、not be silent
这个英文说 my glory 其实是我的灵、啊、我们的灵魂、啊、向神歌颂
and so even though it says glory it's actually talking about the spirit
第十六章我们看第十六篇
if we look at Psalm 16 it's, will be there
十六篇的十六篇的第九节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 9. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
你看这里，我中文，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。这个灵或作荣耀啊，这是同样的意思。就是所以我的灵啊，我要不住的歌颂赞美神啊。
And so my heart and my spirit rejoices.
那这个。我们的荣耀我们的灵、哦、其实是从神来的是这个喜乐是神给的
and this glory and the spirit comes from God it's,、
所以我们越歌颂神、哦、我们的那个灵性就越成长
so the more that we praise our spirit will grow
他说他不住声、哦、就是他不会不赞美神、哦、
and it says he will not be silent
所以我们看到大卫他的成长在哪里呈现出来呢
so where's in David Where can we see David's growth?
他本来自己认为说我永不动摇。
In the beginning, he said, I shall never be moved.
我凡事都平顺啊。
Everything is prosperous.
好像他自己很行。
It's like he is very capable.
但是马上他就经历了神掩面不看，他遭遇灾殃。
And however, immediately he experienced when God hid his face.
他知道他这样的一个心是神不喜悦的，是。得罪神的
and he knew that it was this type of heart was one that God was not pleased with, and it was sinning against. God.
他祈求神帮助
so he asked God for help.
求神改变他
and asked God to change him.
改变完之后 and after, 神重新把喜乐加给他
after being changed, then God once again
让他离开哀哭的那个这个本来就是如果神不看他，他就哭到不行
so then he was able to no longer weep because if God had not no longer looked at him, then he would not stop weeping.
但是现在他喜乐了。
But now he has joy.
现在他说，我现在不住声的要歌颂神了。
And he says, I will may sing praise to God and not be silent.
所以永不住声就是他不会沉默，他对神的伟大、神的荣耀一定是一直的在传颂。
And so towards God's glory and praise, he will always keep it and not stop.
所以你看他把他自己的经历就跟这个世世代代人这样讲。
And so he uses his experience and he shares this with all people.
他的诗歌感动很多人。
And his psalm is able to move many people.
真的，很多人因着他的这个诗歌得到同样的成长。
And many people who from his psalm receive similar growth.
所以我们要懂得把荣耀归给神。
So we need to learn how to give glory to God.
我们一定要一直记住。
And we need to remember.
所有的恩典都从神来的。
That all blessings come from God.
我们没有一个人能够在神面前自夸。
And there's no one that can boast of himself before God.
所以二十九篇的第一节说。
That's why since Psalm 29 verse 1 it says.
请读。
Verse 1, give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength.
第二节。
Verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
这里神的颂词，这个是包括天上灵界的受造物。
And so here, the mighty ones is also talking about heavenly beings.
包括我们在地上属神的百姓。
Along with the people of God on the earth.
他说我们要将荣耀能力都归给神，都归给神，都归给神。
So it says here that we have to give the Lord glory and to give it all to him.
所以你看第一节到第三节，他连续三次说要归给神哦。
And in verse 1 to 3, it says many times to give unto the Lord.
然后要敬拜神。
And to worship him.
哦，要以圣洁的装饰来敬拜他。
And to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
那这个圣洁的装饰是什么呢？
What is the beauty of holiness?
就是我们可以知道说我们人是不行的。
And it is to know that as man,
我们不能够在神面前自夸。
There's nothing for us to boast about.
要在神面前真的很谦卑。
And that we need to be very humble before God.
特别是在我们平顺的时候要小心。
Especially in times of peace, that's when we need to be very careful.
如果我们懂得看到神的荣耀。
Because when we are able to see the glory of God,
我们就会想到我们自己算什么。
Then we will be able to see how worthless we are.
29篇他告诉我们说神的荣耀在哪里呈现出来呢？
And in verse 29, where does it say the glory of God is
manifested? 神的能力在哪里展现呢？
And where is it shown?
他说你听到神的声音吗？
It is the voice of the Lord. Have you heard it?
听听看神打雷的声音。
Have you heard the thunder of the Lord?
看那个神的声音怎么样震动天地的。
How does the voice of God shake the heavens and earth?
神的声音也要让我们惊惧的，让我们害怕的。
The voice of the Lord will make us fearful.
所以要把他当得的荣耀归给他。
And so we have to give glory to him.
所以我们观察神的创造。
So when we look at the creation of God,
去对照我们自己的生命。
And we compare it to our life.
今天如果没有神，我们还有什么呢？
Without God, what else do we have?
但是当我们愿意遵从神的时候，
But if we're willing to fear him,
神就给我们力量了。
Then God will give us glory.
我们如果愿意在神面前俯伏，
If we're willing to fall on our face before the Lord,
真的是这样子来敬拜他，
And really worship him in this way,
他把力量赐给我们，
Then he will give us strength.
所以29篇第十一节说，神必赐力量给他的百姓。
And Psalm 29 verse 11, it says, the Lord will give strength to his people.
神要赐平安的福给他的百姓。
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
当我们把荣耀归给他的时候，
when we give him glory,
他是给我们力量跟平安。
He will give us strength and peace.
那我们就可以成长。
Then we will be able to grow.
我们会越认识他。
We will come to know him more.
我们整个生命就是在神的恩典底下成熟起来。
Our whole life will be under the blessing of God and we will be able to mature.
因为神其实就是要我们一直成熟了。
Because God wants us to grow and mature.
他要让我们的生命能够彰显出他的荣耀来。
Because he wants our life to be able to manifest his glory.
能够成为他的美好见证。
So that we can be his wonderful testimony.
所以让我们时刻警醒。
So let us always be alert.
更认识这位施慈爱的神。
To know the one true God.
他是蛮有恩典有怜悯的。
And that he is full of blessing and mercy.
他虽然会发怒，可是只是转眼之间。
Even though he will anger, but it is for a moment.
只要我们愿意成长，我们愿意归荣耀给他。
If we're willing to grow and give him glory,
神 就让我们欢呼喜乐。
Then God will help make us rejoice.
我们会发现我们的生命很有意义。
Then we will find the meaning.
每一天都很有价值。
Every day will have meaning.
我们可以活出神要我们活的这个生命。
Then we'll be able to live out the life that God wants for us.
一起成长来歌颂赞美他。
So let us all grow and praise the Lord together.
来唱诗435首。
Let us sing hymn 435.
435首这一首诗歌，他在唱说要歌颂。我们的救赎主。
And in Psalm 435, it is praising God because He's our Redeemer.
我们要在唱的时候要思想。
So as we are singing, we need to meditate.
今天如果没有神救赎我们，我们谁能站在能够坐在这里呢
？If God did not redeem us, who is able to sit here?
我们怎么会有今天的恩典呢
？How will we have the blessing today?
我们一起来唱。
Let us sing Him.
435。
435。 please be seated.
你现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
祷告的时候，歌颂赞美神。
And in our prayer, we will praise and thank God.
把神所当得的荣耀归给他。
And to give glory to
him. 我们要匍匐在神面前。
As we bow down on our, before him.
将我们所有的一切都归功给神。
Everything we are, we give to God.
祈求神来垂听我们的祷告。
So that God, and ask God to listen to our prayers.
悦纳我们的颂赞。
And to accept our praise.
我们彼此代祷。
And let us pray for one another.
为教会的各项圣工来祷告。
And to pray for the holy work of the church.
我们教会的工作需要弟兄姐妹一起来关心。
And the work of the church, we need the care and concern of the brothers and sisters.
当我们弟兄姐妹都会一起来歌颂赞美神的时候。
When brothers and sisters are able to praise God together.
我们教会圣工就会发展。
Then the church work will grow.
神就打开福音的门。
And God will open the doors for the gospel to be preached.
一起来同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.